Welcome to Security Wire Weekly, a CertSecurity.com podcast for September 24th, 2008. In this edition, analyst Paul Roberts of the 451 Group joins us. We'll talk about McAfee's acquisition of Secure Computing and how the market shakes out.
When it comes to analyzing a network, protecting enterprise data, or fighting malware, you can plop down thousands of dollars for a commercial product, or you can get tons of great functionality from a free tool. Let CertSecurity.com show you how some of the industry's best free and open source tools work in our exclusive screencast series. Each month, one of CertSecurity.com's best experts will offer a step-by-step video presentation showing you how to use the most powerful tools and software, including Nessus, Snort, UTM, and so much more. And it's all free. Don't wait. Watch and learn today. Visit CertSecurity.com/screencast. That's CertSecurity.com/screencast.
And we're back. McAfee announced this week that it plans to acquire Secure Computing. It's a $465 million deal. Secure Computing brings a large customer base, but it also has a number of email security technologies that McAfee could integrate. Joining us to talk about the acquisition is analyst Paul Roberts with the 451 Group. Paul, what made Secure Computing so attractive to McAfee?
They were attractive to McAfee for a number of reasons. First of all, their stock had been hammered down pretty considerably in the last year. They'd had some issues making their numbers and showing strong performance, and that was reflected in their stock. McAfee has been a company that most recently with its Reconyx purchase, which was an anti-data leakage company, has shown an eye for taking deals when they come along. So first and foremost, I think that their stock price made them a very attractive offer. We had certainly been saying a couple months ago that they were a company that might go to a larger vendor just based on the fact that you're going to get a pretty good deal for your money. But that's not it. Obviously, there's got to be a synergies in terms of the product lines, and I think that there clearly are some here for McAfee, which is really sending a message that it sees its future beyond the endpoint, reasserting itself as a enterprise security player, both on the network and on the endpoint. I mean, interestingly, they're buying back some technology that they sold as Secure Computing, 4 or 5 years ago.
What technology is that?
That would be the Gauntlet firewall and VPN.
Okay.
They shed that for good reason. They grew very rapidly as network associates. McAfee did in the late 90s and had a lot of business units that were not performing for them and made a strategic decision to consolidate just after the millennium, threw off the Gauntlet VPN business to Secure, threw off PGP, spun it out to some venture capitalists as a standalone company, basically, and really tried to focus on their bread and butter, which was the McAfee product line and Foundstone, a vulnerability scanner. But this shows them kind of saying, look, our DNA is security. We're not like Symantec. We're not going to become a storage company. We need to double down on this. We need to be able to play at more places in the enterprise, not just on the endpoint with the vulnerability scanning, but also, that bread and butter firewall VPN and web security gateway and messaging gateway, all the technologies that companies still need very much and use. And this Secure gives them a lot of that.
How important was Secure Computing's customer base? Would you factor that as more important to McAfee than the existing technologies?
So I think Secure Computing's customer base, in the size of it, probably not as big an issue for McAfee or a reason to buy them as just the underlying technology, which is, I think, what McAfee was really interested in. However, you know, Secure does a lot of work with the government. That's obviously attractive. They are a company that was, pulling in, a $300 million a year plus company, if you look at their top line. I think McAfee looked at that and said, you know, we take those products and that revenue and plug it into our sales force and our huge channel, something 10 times the size of Secure Computing's channel. And, this is a deal that can pay for itself very quickly. And I think that was their calculation.
You had mentioned to a colleague of mine that the reputation filtering engine that Secure Computing has would be something that McAfee should take good use of.
Yeah, Trusted Source, which they picked up from CipherTrust, which is email sender, reputation, URL, those types of phishing URLs and those types of that type of threat data is very useful. McAfee has just come out with Artemis, which is their in the cloud security intelligence service. It's too early. It only came out a couple weeks ago, so we don't really know how effective it is. But trusted sources, definitely one of the most established, most mature reputation databases out there, threat intelligence databases out there, and it'll be a huge asset for them. Secure when it acquired it from CipherTrust. Very quickly integrated it in with its web security products and kind of throughout its product line. And I think you can surely expect that McAfee is going to do the exact same thing. Why is that important? Because, as we've noted and others have noted, the model of the signature-based detection where, a virus comes out, Paul's computer gets infected, Paul sends a sample to the antivirus company, they develop a signature, and then some hours or days later that signature gets distributed to the entire customer base, is really falling down given the huge spike in malicious code, unique samples of malicious code. Companies are having a very hard time staying on top of that, and it's asynchronous, so you're getting the updates after the malicious code's already out there and propagating, and it's just not a model that's working for enterprises.
If you're a Secure Computing customer, should you have any concerns right now?
No, and a couple of people have asked me that. I don't think so at all. I mean, I think, McAfee is clearly a company with a very well-established reputation in the enterprise and, much deeper pockets certainly than Secure Computing had as a standalone company. And so I would imagine that they, Secure Computing customers are going to be quite happy about this. They're getting the backing now of a very well-recognized brand name enterprise security player. And, obviously we'll continue to use the Secure Computing products, and then at some point those are going to merge into the larger McAfee roadmap, and that might be good for them. McAfee's got some pieces, particularly their ePolicy Orchestrator policy management platform, that are very well respected in the enterprise space, and, to the extent that they can start tying these products into that and tightly integrating them, that's going to be, that's going to be a real plus for companies, for enterprises. I don't think there's any downside for the customer base in this acquisition. I think it would only be encouraging to them.
Did Secure Computing have any existing challenges that required it to look for a suitor?
Yes, it did. It was having, its biggest challenge was really having trouble making a profit. And that, as you know, is always... always a tough thing.
Sure.
Why were they? It's not a straightforward answer. I spoke with them yesterday. I mean, the sense I get is they spent a lot of money on a couple big transactions, most recently CipherTrust, which was in 2006, which again got them the Iron Mail and Trusted Source and some other stuff. They don't say this, but, kind of reading between the lines, I just think it was a tougher integration than they had bargained for. I think it was, there were some more kind of you know, bumps in that product, you know, some things in that product that they really need to hammer out to get it out into their customer base and to sell it. I think they needed to pour some money into development that they didn't expect to, some money into support that they didn't expect to, and I think that they had less customer pickup than they had hoped to for some of those products. So, you know, I think that those weighed on the company. And, you know, they recently, they had this, the Safe Word business as well, the token business. And I think that that was kind of the, you know, a white elephant for them. It didn't really jive with their other products. And it was in a market where they were competing against companies like EMC, RSA, and Vasco, who could just do things at a much bigger scale and at much lower cost. Mm-hmm. So that was weighing them down as well. They spun that off to Aladdin, and you know, just prior to the acquisition, we're saying, you know, we're going to focus on our core competency, which is, you know, messaging, web, and firewall. And I think McAfee looked at that and said, yeah, that's messaging, web, and firewall for the enterprise. That's what we want to. That's what we want to double down on as well.
Is integration going to be McAfee's biggest challenge right now, or moving forward?
Always. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't work in a software development shop, and so I you know, and I certainly don't work in McAfee as a software developer, or Symantec for that matter. So you know, it's hard to know how big the hill is to get all these products integrated with one another. But, you know, you can certainly look at Symantec and McAfee and some of the other companies that have grown very rapidly through acquisition and see a pretty, and before McAfee Network Associates, and see a pretty clear pattern, which is that, you know, there are all kinds of reasons to do deals, but that very often the job of integrating, you know, the technology that you buy is a longer and harder one than is anticipated. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they've got, in addition, they've got, you know, McAfee has other products that they've also recently purchased, whether it's, again, the Reconyx anti-data leakage or the Safe Boot encryption. And, you know, when you just look at them by themselves, you know, encryption, data leak, you know, maybe anomaly detection with the Securify stuff that Secure Computing had invested in, you know, in the cloud intelligence services, those all sound like pieces of a very interesting picture, a very attractive picture for the enterprise. But the key is, of course, really getting them to talk to each other, to work with one another, getting a single administrative interface, a management console, that so you don't have to have 10 different applications open on your desktop and be, you know, creating different user accounts or different policies in 10 different interfaces. And that's the challenge. And for McAfee, I think that's all about getting them tied in with the EPO platform and so on. If they can do that, yeah, again, they've got a very attractive story for enterprises that are really reaching the end of their rope with, you know, the existing endpoint and network security paradigm.
Well, one final question. Once this acquisition goes through and all is said and done, what does the market look like, and, you know, what vendors suddenly appear on the scene here, or does it really change the market much?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, I think what we're seeing is consolidation within the enterprise security and enterprise IT security space. You know, our company, as well as others, have been saying for a while that this is going to happen. It's got to happen. There are too many kind of you know, middling vendors out there that just can't take advantage of the economies of scale and you know, that have overlapping products with other larger vendors. So so you know, I think clearly we're seeing consolidation within the space. And I think who's left, you know, I think for the bread and butter enterprise IT security products, you know, you are going to see a few vendors out there, you know, Cisco, McAfee, Checkpoint, Symantec, you know, and you know, those types of vendors. But I think there always will be, you know, the small venture-funded startups who come along who are tackling a problem. Whether it's spyware or spam back in the day, you know, more recently maybe data leakage, now maybe you know, web threat detection, Tackling problems that the larger vendors just, there's just not enough of a market for them to chase after it, and so they're happy to let the VC guys fund the research and development to make those products, and then they can come along and scoop them up later on, and kind of prove the market. So I think you'll continue to see startups. I think you'll continue to see small players focused on a specific problem. But clearly, in that kind of mid-tier where secure computing was, you're going to see consolidation. There are going to be winners and losers.
Well, that does it for this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts at our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest security news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a great day.